This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. I was just watching an oddity on TV, but welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, I'm looking off the corner of my shoulder here, watching what's on the television set news. I saw Kamala Harris, Harris with Joe Biden. It almost looks like every time I see those two together, it's almost like it's this nursemaid with them, right? You see how she looks at him and how she kind of, you know, keeps an eye on him, making sure that he doesn't fall over or something like that. I mean, really, it's quite amazing. Maybe some of those guys that he said, hey, let's do a push up thing out in the parking lot, they should have done that with him. Maybe taught him a real lesson. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. I'm always floored by this stuff. 855-732-5563. Listen, what I'm telling you before, head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot you got going on there. You can take the polls. Just a lot happening. And if you, I told you Mike Lindell has been not a sponsor, but a supporter, if you would. And he's reached out to a bunch of us that have these quote-unquote conservative talk shows. And if you go to MyPillow.com, if you're looking for pillows, you think you're going to buy one, you think you're going to buy towels or blankets or linens or anything along those lines, including men's slippers, I'm telling you, stop by MyPillow.com. Take a look there first. If you can't find anything you want, then obviously move on from there. But use promo code Joe. Don't make it any easier for you. Use promo code Joe, and you'll get, I believe you get like 15% off or something along those lines. And we score brownie points. I don't get any money from it. We just score brownie points. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me and sending me updates and all kinds of things from your neighborhoods. I mean, always, if you got a story you want me to talk about, prove it. Don't just tell me about it. Prove it to me. Send me some information so that I can, you know, shore up and make sure it's real fact and you haven't been duped as well. You know what I'm saying? And I won't say joking, but I was talking earlier about the differences in what do you want to call them, titles that they give to some of these stories. You know, you can call them whatever you want to. But it's a way to get you to pay attention, right? Some people call them bylines and all that other stuff. But Fox put out that Israel troops entered the Gaza Strip as Hamas rockets continued to light up the sky. But on MSNBC, it's a whole different animal. Right? They're talking about Israeli ground forces joined the attack on Gaza. Right? Think about that. One is all about being aggressive and nasty the whole nine yards. Right? The other is showing you this simple fact of letting you figure it out on your own. And that's the way they do it. That's the way they break it up. Totally wrong. A total farce, not real. Okay. We're going to talk about education in this hour. Because, I'm on a school board and I about had it. And people think that we've got we don't have total control. That's the weird thing about it. We really don't have total control over everything. And here in L.A. County, it is all left up to the L.A. County, I don't. I guess it's the equivalent to the CDC. And they dictate what we can do and can't do at the school level. So they'll tell us when we can open, how we can open, how far away we have to be, and all that. The school boards do not have the power some people think they have. Now, some school boards do. Education boards are different across the country. Right? But this is what I've been telling you people for years. This is nothing new to me. As a school board member, I've been screaming at you saying, hey, you need to get in the faces of your school board members. You need to show up at these meetings. You need to tell them what's going on and what you expect from them. We are a representative government. Right? I want to represent the people in my community. What do they want? What are they looking for? What do they believe to be true and right? Now, sometimes people will ask for things out of ignorance. But I don't mean that. You know what I mean by that. They don't have enough information to truly make a decision. I always tell people, and I'm not trying to be mean, when you show up, don't do the crying thing. Don't do the emotion thing. Don't do the yelling thing. Lay it out. Lay out what you want. And, you know, in my district, there's 22,000 kids. I can't make a decision based on one parent and one little Johnny that feels like his feelings were hurt. The decisions have to be made for the greater good. But when you come up and discuss the issues that you're having with your son or daughter because of a decision the board has made, lay it out in factual form. And if there are other kids that are probably suffering the same way, we don't know that. We don't get all the information. We're not into the minutiae of every second of what goes on. At our school district, we have over 2,000 employees and about 20 facilities total. So trying to keep up with that day-to-day, our budget's like $240, $250 million. So trying to keep up with that, every little bit of it, not what we should be doing, not what we're doing. We're supposed to hire the right people, put them in place to run things the way they should be run. We give direction, they get us there. But you can fight back. You should be fighting back. You should be in the face of every one of your board members until they get what we're talking about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Joe Matisse, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, guys, you know what I love to say. Do something more than nothing, okay? You got to get involved. And I know that sometimes you're not comfortable, you know, doing some of the things I tell you to do, but you really, the worst thing a school board can see, and being a school board member myself, the worst thing that you can see is a bunch of angry parents walking into the room. You've done something to get them away from their dinner table, because most of these meetings take place at or just after dinner, right? You get them away from their dinner table, and you're getting them into the school board to let you know they're not liking what you're doing. Now, I've always been one to push, you know, we are a representative government, even at the school board level. You guys elected us to do, you know, to make sure that the community principles and character are put out there and make sure that our kids are learning what they should be learning. And when some of these school boards, as you've seen recently, go way off to the left side, teaching things that aren't true, teaching history that isn't true. And again, California went from one of the most pristine education systems in the country, and the world for that matter, but in the country, to now we hover around 46th. And yet the biggest thing the California legislature keeps pushing down on us, here in my area anyway, is equity and gender preference or gender direct. Well, I don't even know what to call it anymore. Apparently, math, history, and science are things that we don't need to know anymore. We just need to know that we have a choice as to what gender we want to be. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room when it comes to these kind of things. I always bring in the experts and people that have been working at this. Jimmy Nelson, founder of the County Citizen Defending Freedom, is joining me right now to talk over some of the things that are going on right now and people taking over their school districts again, which is what they should have and should be doing. But they're not really taking them over, right, Jimmy? They're taking them back.
Joe, it really is becoming quite the thing to watch. Parents in our county kind of come to life, quite honestly. In fact, I was in a messaging group just a couple of days ago with about, I don't know, eight or so moms that are just livid about what's going on with their children and what they're seeing happen to them because of the face covering requirements and all of that. And it's like this awakening is happening. And my comment to the group at one point during the day was, Nassau, we have liftoff. It really is something to see.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more parents stepping up. And, I, you know, some people were really mad. Some of my friends, too, were really mad about this distance learning. And I went, shh, don't say anything. Let it happen. Because parents are going to start to see what their kids are being taught, how they're being taught, how they're being spoken to, and what's going on in the classroom and or with that teacher. It will be the most painful, but the best thing that ever happened to some of us conservative educators. You agree?
Absolutely, yeah. We've seen evidence of that as well. Just as you say, there have been children here in Polk County that have been online doing the remote learning and so forth. Parents in the background, cleaning up bedrooms, doing laundry, washing dishes, sitting next to their child without necessarily being on camera, listening to what is going on with the teachers. And some of those teachers down here have regretted some of the things that they've tried to pull with their students online. So you're exactly right. That has been part of the learning curve for many of the parents here.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, for me, what I always say to the parents, and I'm pretty harsh with some of them. I go, look, these are your kids. If you're just figuring out what was going on or what's going on in their classroom, you haven't been paying attention because it's in the books. They're, you know, here in California, they actually have books for the elementary school level that have illustrations of people having sex. And, you know, same-sex couples and young kids pleasuring themselves in illustration form.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, I can't even imagine. They call that sex education. That is not. Reproductive health is one thing. That kind of sex education we don't need. Agreed?
Absolutely. No, and we've discovered some pretty disgusting things. And, going back to your point about awareness, you know, there was a day when you went to school and you trusted the parents and the administration of the school to teach proper education. And I think that most of the parents that have children now in the school system, especially here, I mean, we are historically a very, very conservative county. And, you wouldn't think that you would have to necessarily be concerned with such things happening. And so it is an awakening. But we have discovered some of the curriculum that is being fostered by our school system. One book in particular is about a pair of homosexual penguins having children together.
Yeah, I know about that. I know about that book.
Yeah.
And what the parents don't realize now, I'm sure you've dealt with, you're dealing with schools in every state, but different education boards run differently, have different power. I mean, here in California, we do not have the power to make all our decisions. The state education board gives us five history books and says, here, choose one. These are on the acceptable list. You know, they give you a list of books that are okay. So we don't have the same kind of power that maybe some other school districts do. But my beef has always been, show it to the parents. Let the parents know. And that's how you get things changed. You don't get things changed by just trying to ram it through and giving up when it doesn't work the first time. I'm not a believer in that at all. And I'm sure you've seen some of these parents get in there, get involved, and make changes.
Yeah, the awareness level again is coming to light. And the last time I checked the history curriculum, for example, history began post Civil War, Reconstruction. And, it was like the American Revolution isn't there. That is an example. We do as well have curriculum that is handed down by the Department of Education in Tallahassee. Fortunately, I think that we're going to be able to see some reforms along those lines. You may be familiar. Governor DeSantis has just been a true leader for us for conservative values, traditional values, and he's instituting a lot of great reforms. The man that he's put in charge of the Department of Education, these two guys are two peas out of the same pod. We feel real good about that. And we are now engaged with one board member in particular who is going to be overseeing the next curriculum review cycle. And it just so happens that we're coming into that review cycle, and we're going to have an opportunity to be very engaged with that and try to have some influence there.
Yes, I tell people it's not that it's a political thing, because this is above politics. I'm a well-known, outspoken, quote-unquote, right-wing conservative Christian on a board, and I have parents from all walks of life, from all sides of the aisle, reaching out to me for help. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more when we come back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is praising the new CDC guidance that says some Americans can skip the mask wearing if they've been vaccinated and they're outdoors. He says you need to follow this one rule.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
He chose not to wear a mask as he made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden. He said it was a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people still have to keep wearing masks in some indoor settings, such as buses, planes, and hospitals. Currently, there are 117 million Americans that are fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Wasn't that perfectly unplanned? I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. This is Real Side on GCN Live. You know, again, check out the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a chat room going on there. Yes, we go out on Facebook and a few other places, but I do that as a courtesy to some of you who will not leave Facebook. I'm pretty much out of there. There are so many other ways to get the message across. And if I'm not on a station in an area where you're at and you've got to listen on the phone, which is that's fine. We did a phone app just so you could listen that way. But really, pick up the phone. Call the station manager and say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. We will make it happen, I promise. Well, I'll do what I can to make it happen. I'll put it that way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me get back to my guest because we're having a great conversation around you parents getting involved in taking back your schools. And that's what it is. It's taking back your schools. Don't say taking over the schools. That just sounds so militant, and it just sounds like you're trying to get what you want to get. You want to take back your schools, because if you do a little research and you find out what the original intent of the schools were, what our founding fathers had in mind for education, it is nowhere near where we're at today. Jimmy Nelson, founder of the County Citizen Defending Freedom, joins me to discuss this and so many other issues. Now, tell people what the County Citizen Defending Freedom is and why you formed it.
Well, as many other people throughout the nation, I'm sure, felt after the recent elections, you're just sitting back going, how in the world could this possibly happen? We feel like some very underhanded and illegal things transpired, and you have a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. Mm-hmm. And looking at it from a national standpoint, it truly is just way overwhelming to try to think that, you know, those of us that are, working to support our families and all of that day in and living our daily lives, trying to fix national issues is way overwhelming. However, the feeling that we can have an effect locally is not overwhelming. And, you know, the theory is if counties across America begin to work on their local issues and do it diligently and begin winning those, and if enough counties across America are doing that, then the national picture will change as well. And so that was the impetus of this. A couple of gentlemen I'm associated with went down to South Florida to a Turning Point USA function down in the West Palm Beach area, and had a chance to actually spend quite a bit of time with national leaders, national politicians at the federal Senate level. And those were the types of people in this meeting. And they walked away very, very disenchanted and discouraged by what they saw there. And decided, you know what, if this is going to happen, we're going to have to do it ourselves. And so CCDF, County Citizens Defending Freedom, was formed out of that need. And the model that we're building is a model that we intend to be duplicatable in other counties. So we actually have a national organization formed, and we have then our county organization formed, and we're building a toolbox that we hope to be able to pass off to other counties that want to get engaged and go to work for themselves. Monday and Tuesday of this week, we actually had some representatives from the Corpus Christi area in Texas and in that county. They spent 2 days with us kicking the tires, taking a look at how we're doing things here. We've already begun to have some successes that we're experiencing, and they were able to take a look at what's going on, and they are going to be starting our second CCDF chapter over in across the Gulf from us in Texas. And so that's the vision of what we've got going on.
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact, you beat me to the punch, but it was good you did, is that you're making this so it's expandable. You're making this so people can start in other counties and other places, and the information is there up. Now, how do they find your website? Where is your website?
Yeah, CCDF, Charlie Delta Foxtrot, USA.com, www.ccdfusa.com.
Okay, well, and we'll put that up on the website, too, as well. But I want to get back to, you know, when you're talking to some of these parents, I'm curious, is it that they were totally unaware as to what was going on in these schools until they did this distance learning? Or did they feel like they really couldn't make a difference until they saw other parents start to step up?
Honestly, the impetus of what we have seen has been the face covering. The whole distance learning and so forth, because our county opened back up, albeit with required face coverings. And so, you know, what has driven the most recent activity has been frustration and anger over what was discovered relative to how the face covering requirements were implemented. So, last year, March, April time frame in 2020, the governor put out, you know, an emergency notice, a pandemic emergency notice, and, you know, cities and counties, municipalities implemented these emergency actions within their towns requiring face coverings and lockdowns and all of that, just like I'm sure you experienced in a big way in California. Well, recently, the governor withdrew those emergency actions, and he issued an executive order lifting those emergency actions and declaring no longer an emergency situation relative to the pandemic. Well, our school board system did not lift the face covering requirements. And so people are going, what the heck? The governor just said no more emergency, no more emergency actions. Well, what come to find out last year when our school board was putting their action plan into place and their requirements into place, they actually wrote it into the student code of conduct and the dress code. So it became a matter of permanent policy in the Polk County School Board system's set of policies and rules, which an executive order from the governor does not affect. And so when the executive order came out to lift those, there was no effect on our school system's policies. And that is what parents were not aware of.
I'm amazed at this. I was reading through earlier some of the information that was sent over to me as to what was going on there. You know, like the second graders who were forced to run laps in a mask in Florida 90-degree weather. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I don't know. I'm an old guy, and I learned in the 70s in science class, basic science class, that when you were running, when you were exerting yourself, you needed more oxygen, not less oxygen. And you needed, you know, I mean, it was just amazing to me. And you're watching what's happening today, and these educators, I'm not pounding on all educators, but you educators that have gone through college, that have taken these science classes, are any of you questioning the fact that these young kids, they need more oxygen and not less oxygen? And the parents have figured this out, haven't they?
Right. There are those teachers that are sympathetic, and there are those that are just not, like the one that this mother experienced when she took medication for her son. It was another little boy that was running track, pulled his mask down below his nose so that he could breathe better, and the coach yelled at him through a bullhorn to put his mask back on and then made him run extra laps with the mask on for punishment.
And
so this is what led to this formation of this no more masks, no more mask mandates for children Facebook page. And one more point about this, it came out in the last school board meeting just two nights ago when we were there in force again and parents were addressing the board members. It finally came out that the mask requirement did not apply to outdoor activities. So from the beginning, the children, so all throughout our county, the entire time that the schools have been reopened, that guidance was conveniently left out on the front end. So when the school board put out its guidance to all the schools on what the reopening requirements were going to be, they conveniently left out the fact that face coverings were exempted when the kids are outside at PE class. So here we are. We've got 2 weeks of school left, and we finally found out at the board meeting the other night, because of all the pressure that was brought, that was never required in the first place.
Wow. Wow. That stuff always amazes me, you know. And Pinellas County, do you have a local disease control, if you would, county health department?
They're in the hip pocket of the Polk County School Board.
I wish. Our county health department dictates to us how we're going to operate, what we're going to do, and how we're going to make things happen. It's amazing. Look, I'm going to hold you over. Let's talk more about this on the inside of the break. Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or, if you wish, you want text alerts as opposed to getting information any other way, you want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I'm joined by Jimmy Nelson, founder of the County Citizen Defending Freedom. And, again, you're seeing all this craziness going on across the country. Parents are finally starting to step up. And I mean that in the best way I can, but really for years, parents have been sitting back and figuring, I sent my kids to school, they're being fed, they're being taken care of, they're in a safe place. I get all of that. But if you've been paying attention at all, you know the direction education has been going in for decades. It's time to step up. It's time to take back your schools. Not take over, but take back your schools. And patriots need to step up and understand that we really need to be getting back to real history, real science, for our kids. And Jimmy, again, thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate the work that you've put in there in Pinellas County.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for having us on here. I couldn't agree more with what you're talking about, especially relative to what's going on in academia. And what's a bit eye-opening for us is the things that we see reported going on at universities are actually now happening right here in our local K through 12 system. You know, the whole Marxist influence is now well established, quite honestly. We see the evidence of that, and these are things that we are vetting and exploring and soon will be bringing to light. You're exactly correct.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that. For years I've been doing stories around what goes on in colleges and how outnumbered we were. And at one time it was 12 to 1. It was at the college level you had 12 liberal professors for every one conservative. But when you lump in the schools, the K through 12, that number jumps to 35 to 1.
Right.
And
think
about something. Your kids are influenced by these people 6 to 8 hours a day.
Right.
And these are people they love and they care about and they're with and they think care about them. So they're taking what they say to be truth. You've put your Sam Sorbo's got a great line for us Christian parents, which is, why do you send your kids to Caesar to be educated?
And you know, to that point, are you familiar with the National Day of Silence by any chance?
Yes, very much so. Yep.
So, well, I was not until it happened, 3 weeks ago, I guess it was. We got word, somebody within the system sent us a copy of, again, something that came from the education department, the head of the education department at the local school system. Putting out guidance that actually came from the assistant superintendent. In fact, this one did. Guidance on how teachers and students should participate in the National Day of Silence should they choose to do so. And it went so far as to say that those teachers that want to participate could alter their curriculum to facilitate them not having to say anything throughout the day. And, of course, we took issue with that, and our issue was, number one, the parents had no idea. They put this out silently, and our position is that it's the parents that, you know, teach children about lifestyle, not the schools. If that's the lifestyle that people want to live, then they're well within their rights to do that, but it's not up to the school system to be teaching that type of lifestyle. And so our demand was then, if you're going to put out guidance on how to participate in the National Day of Silence, then we expect guidance on how to participate in the National Day of Prayer and the National Sanctity of Life.
Yep, I totally agree. But this is why, you know, not to pump myself up, but this is why we need more outspoken trustees out there on these school boards, because they will defend those things. They will push back on those things. And again, you know, we're supposed to be protecting these children. And to your point, you know, the National Day of Silence, you know, they used to have a National Day of Prayer around the flagpole for the kids, you know, prayer and what have you. And those are things where a trustee, for instance, they're supposed to have a staff member that either sponsors or oversees it. And a lot of times the staff members won't step up because they don't want the aggravation that goes along with it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll show up. You know, as a trustee, I'll show up and make sure these kids have a right to pray. But
our problem was that the board members had no idea themselves. So this came from inside. You know, I relate it to the so-called deep state. I mean, it came from the assistant superintendent. It was not a measure that was passed by the board, right? So this,
right.
The administration took this upon themselves to put that notification out.
Now, the one thing I've learned from a guy by the name of Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute is when the children initiate, if you want to get something done and you can get a group of kids to initiate something, you can make it happen and you can support them as a trustee. I can stand behind them and say, hey, these kids want prayer around the flagpole, but you know, by God, it's going to happen. They have a right to it. It's going to happen. But you need to be there to protect them.
We did have a class of high school students earlier this week. I believe it was Tuesday morning. They were in class. Class had started. The teacher was at the board writing something on the board, back turned to the students. Simultaneously, the students took their face coverings off. Teacher turned back around, nobody had their mask on. Teacher asked them all to put their mask back on, and in unison they said no. And the teacher went back to teaching. It was a small victory for that class of high school kids.
Yeah. You know, it's like an old-fashioned sit-in, right? I mean, you're not doing anything violent. You know, you're just being disobedient. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of activity. I don't have a problem with that. But the other side is, you just said it a minute ago, you know, the trustees don't know. It's just sometimes they don't know everything that's going on. I'm blessed now where a lot of parents have seen me in action, so they're sending me information on what's happening. But it's the parent portion of this. It's getting the parents not just engaged, but to get them involved in understanding what's happening. You know, as a trustee member, what I always tell parents is, when you come to the board, if you come yelling and shouting at us, if you come, you know, I'm sorry, I know this is emotional, but you come crying and wailing, that doesn't help. I need fact. I need to know what's going on. I need to know where you believe we've broken the law and not done right by your children, and I can act on that. But when you come in yelling and screaming the first time with your finger in our faces, it's tough to deal with that. So, and parents need to create allies inside the district. That's another thing I tell people. If your trustee is untouchable, get rid of them. Bring another one in. Okay, your trustee should be available to you, willing to answer an email and or a phone call, and you need to build allies.
Yeah, and, you know, we've gone about this exactly the right way. As I said, we had a very peaceful, patriotic rally, you know, outside with, you know, music and flags and hot dogs and the whole nine yards, 500 people out there and live streaming, and then people inside bringing testimony. Even the board members commented on how respectful the commentary was that went on inside. The problem is they still ignored everybody. And so, and now 2 weeks.
Jimmy, there's a way to fix that, Jimmy.
we are working on it. Yeah. So we're taking the legal route, and we're also going to take the political route when it comes time for that.
Yeah, get them gone. Bring in the right people. The people on the other side of these issues, they're not afraid to get in there. They're not afraid to bring their people in and walk. You know, that's something the parents need to understand, is you don't get elected just because you've got a group of parents that think you're doing the right thing. They've got to help you get out into the community, get your information out. I call it the mom tree, you know. I've got a bunch of moms that email each other or text each other and let them know what's going on. And that's what we need to start doing, what they're doing, because I believe, this is my personal belief, what you see going on in the streets of this country today, what you see going on in Seattle and other places, is a total failure of our education system. The way we see it, the left sees it as a major league victory right now.
Absolutely.
So we need people to step up, and we need, I'm speaking as a trustee, I need parental support in those things that they want me to go after and help them with, and I believe that that's what your group is doing there, teaching them how to do that, correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's part of what we're going to be putting together is that type of, you know, that type of instruction, that type of training. We're building the infrastructure for that. Again, you know, we realize we're late to the game, but by golly, we're in it now.
Hey, it's late is better than not at all. I know it's an old saying, but it's true. I'll take the help now. And the help needs to get getting us back to real, again, like I said, real history, real science, getting these kids to learn how to, you know, math and English, and stay away from all the social stuff. I don't need Caesar teaching my kids moral values. I'll take care of that.
Absolutely not
your
job. No.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure having you on. I'm sure I'll have you back again. We'll put up your website. People need to be informed, need to be engaged. I would just pray for much success for you and your group.
Thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Joe Mancini, Hollis, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You got me for the whole hour, and I got a whole bunch to rail on. But while you're at it, head up to the website, sign up for our newsletter. You know, if you want to be notified by text, again, very simple. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll be back in a few minutes.